So I mentioned previously there's a Braisa in the second time and on Daf Lamed, the Braisa learns all the things that we're not allowed to do on Tishbav, and among the things that we're not allowed to do on Tishbav is study Torah, because the Pikudei Hashem Yisharim is Sam Chalev, the words of Hashem make a person happy, so we can't do that. But in addition to which, the Ramah brings down a halacha that we can't learn already tomorrow. Tomorrow is Erev Tishbav, the day before Tishbav, but the Ramah brings down in Siman Tafchuf Nun Gimel, the Nagush Lolomo of the Erev Tishbav. The Minag is that we don't study Torah on Erev Tishbav, Mechatzot Ve'ela. Chatzot is midday. So midday, it's around 1 p.m., I don't remember exactly, it's a minute or two after run, and then the Chatzot. He says, Ki Midvar Mutar Mitzishbav. Only those things that one could learn on Tishbav, and like, for example, the Sugin Gittin, the Kamsa Bar Kamsa speaks of the Korban Beis HaMikdash, that would be an example of something that one couldn't study after Chatzot. And then he says, V'chein lo yitayel erev tishbav. A person shouldn't go for a whole shpatir. Like, I want to enjoy myself. I'll spend some time in the park. I'll have a nice time. In other words, erev tishbav is already assuming some characters of the fast itself. Now, why should it be that there's a minhag not to learn on erev tishbav? Clearly, erev tishbav is different than tishbav. So why would we have such a svara not to be able to learn on erev tishbav? So he quotes here, this is in the Dirshim Mishburi, he quotes from the Shas and Shuvs Chasim Sofer, he says that whatever you learn after Chatzot, he says you're thinking about that, and you're going to think about that going into the evening. And so you'll enter the Abelos in a state of Simcha. In other words, let's say I did a Chidusha Reb Chaim. I did a Chidusha Reb Kiva Eger. I'm thinking, oh, I got this Chidusha Reb Chaim. Or whatever the thing is you're learning. And that's giving me satisfaction and Simcha. So that satisfaction and Simcha, well, like the mind is on its own. It'll carry over into the day of Tishbav. And then he says that that's the reason the limud after Chatzot, even when Erev Tishbav comes out on Shabbos. In other words, even though on Shabbos we don't do any Nihug Avelos, but he wants to say if Erev Tishbav would be on a Shabbos, that's a reason not to learn on Shabbos afternoon things that one is prohibited on Tishbav. And even though on Shabbos you're allowed Basar V'Yayin and things like that, nevertheless, that would explain it. So he quotes here from the Mishnah Berura. He says that that's not Mitzad Adin. In other words, this halacha is a minhag, right? The Gemara learns that you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tishbav, but Erev Tishbav is not anywhere in the Gemara that you can't study Torah. And we explained it. Now he says, even though a number of Achronim, they're toe-faced, they support it, and they didn't question it, and even when Erev Tishbav is on Shabbos, a number of Achronim say you should follow the Ramah, but then there are other Achronim who question it. So the first and foremost is the Marashah, Rav Shlomo Luria. And they say, concerning Shlomo Luria, he himself studied after Chatzot, and he permitted other people to do after Chatzot as well. And the Gra in his Beir, the Vilna Gaon in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, says it's a Chumri Yeterah. If the Gra says a Chumri Yeterah, it's really something. It's like an excessive stringency. He says, and the Marmar Mordechai in his Sefer also writes that it brings a lot of people to be Sol Torah. And at the end of the day, less fewer people studying Torah, because they don't want to study the things they can study on Tishbav. And a person, the Gemara learns in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Ein Adam Lomed Ela B'Makom Shlibo Chafetz. A person only studies Torah in the place that he really wants to study. In other words, a person has his natural proclivities. So I can't legislate what a person would learn. That's what I want to say. So he wants to be Meikil, and he says he was Meikil that way. And the Chaya Adam says that it's a Chumra Ba'alma. So he says, so the Mishnah Berurah says, B'yakein Yir, D'mishra Tzalakel B'zeimokhin B'yadel. So the language of the Mishnah Berurah is, if a person wants to be Meikil with his din, we wouldn't protest. So that language translates, in other words, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you shouldn't learn after Chatzot, but there are a number of people who hold you could learn. So if a person does learn, we don't protest. We're not endorsing it, but we wouldn't protest if we see somebody learning after Chatzot. And then, in the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, he brings down, in the Yeshiva in Radin, where the Chafetz Chaim was, based on the Hora from the Chafetz Chaim, they would learn on this day, like any other day. And the Shaivas Or Letzion, he says, even though the Chachili should avoid learning things in the afternoon, but if it's difficult, and there's a Chashash, you'll be Osek and Bitul Torah said it's better, that's the better of the two. But on the other hand, the Chazon Ish was more that even on Erev Tishba, that's called Shabbos, you should land after Chatzot. Anyway, now, we mentioned about this Mama Mordechai. So the Mama Mordechai was a rabbi, I think it was in Germany. So the Beir Halacha has a whole arichas from the Mama Mordechai, and he says, I'm just quoting part of it. He says, "Ve'einenu arot to kamei tali chamit rashi b'limud hamutar b'yom tishvav shum tzar hulam lamod b'mashenim regilim." A lot of tali chachamim, they're like lax in studying even things permissible on tishvav because they don't enjoy. In other words, it's very limited. And I, the Mamar Mordechai, I'm like one of them. I also have fallen into this trap. So personally, the Mamar Mordechai says, I'm not here people to learn till nightfall. He listen to what he says. If I were not afraid of my colleagues, I would permit people learning Torah even on Tishrei itself, which is actually against what the Gemara says. What do people do on Tishrei? They walk in the marketplace, he says. They spend the day schmoozing. So ideally speaking, a person is Hosek in, you know, dinim of Avelis, in other words, the aspect of Avelis, and he's not Messiah Das from the Avelis. People, they're doing all sorts of things on Tishbav. So I think, as between the weighing all the equities, I think it'd be better that they would study regular Torah, is what the Mamar Mordechai wants to say. And he says, Chayotze b'davar mitzim b'Yerushalmi. We see something similar in the Yerushalmi. He says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Ilo Yamishin t'manei mi'ayiti matir malacha b'chol moed. If somebody would join me, I'd matir people to do malacha, work on Kol HaMoed. Why did the Aser work on Kol HaMoed? Again, it's machloket, whether it's Duraisa or Durabanan, but assuming that, in other words, one side is to say Malacha Kol HaMoed is completely Durabanan, one side is to say it's Duraisa, but the Chamim decide what the contours of it are. But he said, why did they prohibit Malacha on Kol HaMoed? So people will be joyous on the holiday and study Torah. Now people eat, they drink, they waste their time. So I think that the better path would be this way. He says, but since it's an Isur, it's in the Gemara, I can't be Mekel with that. But he seems to be Mekel on the Erev Tishbav. Now, I've done this in the past, but there's a story I like to say from the Beis Halevi. It's coming up. What's up, Robert?
What's the difference between attending these lectures of Bishop
So there may be no difference. In other words, the thing is that it's not that all Torah is prohibited. In other words, you have to study things that relate to the Churban, to the destruction, or things that are sad. So the learning program is designed to have things that are permissible to study on Tisha B'Av. That's the idea. So now, there's a famous story from the Beis Halevi. So there's a book, Makor Baruch. It's written by Rabbi Baruch Levi Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima. So this is just one little snippet from the book, but he says when he was 15, he was studying the Balazhan Yeshiva, and he was on his way home. Anyway, he goes to this hotel, he gives him a room. He's in, like, not a great room, but anyway, then all of a sudden, all the rooms are taken up at the hotel, like 15 rooms, whatever. And then when he's there, the Beis Halevi shows up at the hotel, And the innkeeper is nowhere for the Beis Halevi, so looking through the guest list, and he goes down with guest by guest, and then he comes to the Baruch Halevi Epstein. He says, "Ah, yeshiva student, I'll stay in his room." Anyway, he goes, he stays with Baruch Halevi Epstein, and as soon as the Beis Halevi shows up in town, this is in Minsk, so the whole town showed up to speak to the Beis Halevi. So among the people who came to the Beis Halevi, there was, and this is before the internet, you know, everybody, the word spread, oh, the Beis Halevi is here, let's go. So among the people who comes to speak to the Beis Halevi, this is fellow, he says, like half maskil, like half enlightenment, you know, but half learning. So he says, you know, he says, you're such a big machmir, you know, wouldn't it be better, like koach de hetera adif, it's more of a chiddush to teach a heter, so how come you don't have any kulas? So the Beis Halevi says, it's not true, I'm a big makil, I have seven kulas, I'm going to tell you all my kulas, and here are the kulas, I'll go through them quickly. He says, one kula I have is some people say you can't daven Maariv after Chatzot. I'm lenient. I say you could daven Maariv after Chatzot. Second example, some people say only very firm people could put on tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam. I permit anybody to put on tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam. Second kula. The third kula, he says by the piyutim. So some people think the piyutim are a hefsek in the davening. I permit the piyutim. The fourth kula, he says by Spirus HaOmer, this is the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that Rabbeinu Yerucham holds his two brachot, one for the days and one for the weeks. So the Beis Halevi says if you miss counting with a bracha one day, so he permits you to count with a bracha subsequently. Yeah, please. He permits counting with a bracha subsequently on, I think, on the weeks, at the end of the week. So that's another kula. And then he says, and here's the one that's shy for us, some authorities are stringent forbid study of Torah on the afternoon of Erev Tishba, which falls on Shabbos. So if an Erev Tishba was on Shabbos, they say you can't study Torah. I'm Mekil, I say you could study Torah. And the sixth one is, some people say that he permits you to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some people say you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah. I permit you to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And the seventh example, some are strict and forbid like observance of 2 days of Yom Kippur outside of Eretz Yisrael. I'm lenient and I permit you to observe 2 days of Yom Kippur. So I have to. And anyway, so he has all the schools. So the one person who was there says, there's no end to the pleasure of being in the company of such a great man. The seven kulas like the seven planets of the Shivakoch Velechad. Anyway, but the point being that there are kulas to study tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, you go to your local competent Orthodox post-sec and we'll take from there. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts? We'll be